from the Hill Country in Texas, broadcasting worldwide, this is OneRadioNetwork.com.
Is OneRadioNetwork.com. The telephone number is 888-663-6386. Email Patrick at OneRadioNetwork.com. Here's your host, Patrick Timpone.
Well, good morning there, you little pumpkins, you little silly rabbits. What's going on? Yeah, me too. Yeah, it's Monday, and all things geeky. Had a perfect storm this morning with emails and pop-up players, you know, it's kind of a planet Earth thing, and it happens from time to time. But onward through the fog we go. Onward through the fog. Pretty cool guy, Martin Pitella, is on the show tomorrow. Doing some really great work, metabolic typing, health coach with some degenerative diseases. I think you're going to like him. He's up in British Columbia, BC, whatever that place is up there. Also, another one in our series where I'll be here with you, the mind, body, and soul connection and healing. And in my experience, how that all works, which is my specialty. Wednesday, Andrew Goss, Real World of Money, and we got a couple other things working on Thursday that maybe they're not all firmed up yet, or why they're not up here, or something. Oh, yeah, the Doc of Detox will be here on Thursday. The Doc of Detox, he's going to be fun. He's also up there, I think he's also up in Washington, something like that. He's got some pretty cool stuff, and we're going to have somebody else on Thursday. So there you have it. If you'd like to be on the show, it is 888-663-6386. Email Patrick at OneRadioNetwork.com. If you cannot get on the player, the pop-up thing, that means you're not even listening to me now, so what's the point of me telling you to email us? But I'm sure we're going to get some emails if you can't. Lynn and Sharon couldn't get their pop-up thing to work this morning, and I couldn't get my little player to play. And let's ask Tony. Tony, how's your pop-up player working this morning? Tony Pantelaresco, is it popping?
I use a VLC player, so I don't know what you're using unless you're talking about off your site. Is that what you're referring to?
Oh, I was just being silly, just because you're not listening to it, and doesn't even matter. Tony P, how are you doing, kid? Good morning.
Yeah, pretty good. It's been a busy week.
We got a lot of distortion there, so I want you to move away from that microphone.
Was it too close? Okay.
Yeah.
How's that?
Well, you got to give me more than two words to tell, so people go, is this good? People say, is this good? Well, I don't know. Talk to me a little bit. Tell me about the weather.
The weather. Our weather has been freakish.
Uh-huh, freakish.
Freaky.
Yeah.
Hey, I noticed something yesterday. I was driving down the road.
Hold on a second. I'm working on this sound first.
Okay.
I want you to get a little further away from the mic, a little further away.
Further? Really? Wow.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You're really kind of overdriving it, what we call you're overdriving it.
Oh, I know what happened here.
What'd you
Hold on a second.
All right.
Hold on a second.
All right.
Hold on a second. I know what happened.
I'm your audio geek, Tony, so I'm trying to take care of things.
All right. Yeah, I think I know what happened.
Okay.
Paul
writes in the pop-up player is working there in the UK, so it's not a worldwide phenomenon. It could be sporadic. Okay, now what are you doing? What'd you change? Something?
My audio settings, I haven't set too high.
Yeah.
Is that better?
Tell me about the weather a little bit.
The weather was freakish.
Mm-hmm.
We had, we're in May here, and this time of the year, our weather should be 75 and 80 degrees, sunny and balmy. Instead, we've got rain, chilling rain. You have to go outside with a hoodie or some kind of covering because it's cool here.
That sounds like pretty. That sounds pretty good. That sounds great, and we'll see how that works, and I'll let you know if it gets wonky and we can adjust. But okay. See, Tony, you are in Canada, so it is cold. You know, it's been like that pretty much everywhere around, and Sharon's gone through a great deal of this cold weather unusual for this time of the year in Ohio, and we've been having some 50-degree nights here in Texas the last week or so. So I think it's just a global warming in reverse. Al Gore got it wrong this time.
Al Gore, eh? Hey, I gotta share some events with you just so that you keep up with what we're doing in Canada.
Well, okay.
Okay, I've shared with you about Susan Marr's work, you know, Bye Bye Blue Sky, and I think everybody should go take a look at her site with the Bye Bye Blue Sky with this billboard campaign. She's got an excellent campaign. I can't encourage people to go take a look at it. This week in Windsor, there's a run going on this weekend coming up, and there's a woman there by the name of Bernadette Green who operates GAG Canada to get it, that knows the legalities and things that are going on. You may want to one day get her on your show as well. She's pretty good, too. That's happening. But I had an interesting call last week that came out of the blue from another Canadian, and he was out in New Brunswick, and he contacted me to let me know about cattle mutilation that's been going on on the farmers in the east part of Canada, and how the cattle has been targeted with what they call laser technology. And he came on the show unexpectedly Saturday, which was great, and we talked about this. And the reason why I'm pointing this out, because a lot of animal people have pets. And if you see any markings, any singes, any geometrical patterns that are unusual on your pet, you may want to get them checked out for this type of radiation. Because he was going into great detail. And if anybody's interested, he's also got a site called Warner Box Electronic Mutilation on Cattle. It's on YouTube. It's a very interesting thing to watch. He's very informed. He's a farmer. He's been doing this for 40 years. He's been observing what's been going on. He even tied a lot of this back to Germany when he was in Germany before he came to Canada. And there's another interesting event going on. And we're always talking about nanotechnology. You know, I'm always referring to nano. And there's another guy in Canada, in Montreal. And he's got something called nano dust. It's inside of all of us. His name is Ulf Gieselman from Montreal. What he did, he took what we were saying, and he actually exposes it on a big widescreen monitor, and you can actually see this stuff assemble. Yeah, he did. You know, he just let the thing sit there overnight, and he filmed it, and you know, he recorded what was going on. So these are interesting events that are actually occurring that people are now, you know, either talking about or seeing or getting involved with. And again, hopefully this will inspire a lot more people, not just to hear things, but to get active, because you can make a change, you know. And again, you go on YouTube, just look up Nano Dust. It's inside of all of us by Ulf Gieselman from Montreal. A lot of good things coming out of Canada. So, and again, I want you to,
all right,
to let you know what's going on.
It's May 18th, 2017. Anyway, so is this nano dust? It's kind of like fairy dust, except it's nano particles.
Well, it could be smart dust. In the food supply, because they're spraying smart dust also in the field. And I know this because I've been playing with my own little devices to remove the stuff on my system. I had a huge release of the smart dust, and then it made me realize something. All this cortisol that we're all building up in our guts is a direct result of this embedment of the nanoparticles in the intestinal lining and in the stomach lining. A lot of people are having a lot of health issues in regard to GERD and pylori and diverticulosis and enteritis and colitis and all the itises that are out there, the leaky gut. You know, with the combination of glyphosates, which again is in the food supply and all these other things, smart dust also is in there, and it gets embedded and entrapped. And once it releases, Patrick, I'm going to tell you something. I had about four or five releases of this stuff. Looked inside the toilet, saw this dust, and I noticed my stomach and my midriff started to go flat on its own because of the reduction of the inflammation. And I noticed a ton of this dust coming out. And I said, holy crap. It never occurred to me the whole time I've been stripping the stuff on, because I've seen, you know, fullerenes. I've seen quantum dots. I've seen, you know, titanium barium dust. I've seen all kinds of fibers and whatnot have come out of me. But this was the first time that it had actually dawned on me the level of saturation that is in our digestive system from this technology that is causing, you know, a lot of reoccurring issues. You know how people will go through a detox and they'll go through, you know, doing whatever, and they keep on having the same problems. And like I said, then I realized it's going to be a perpetual battle until you get a lot of this stuff out. Once it starts coming out, you notice a big difference in even, again, your digestion. You notice a big difference even in your level of consumption of food. You notice a big difference even in your energy levels, in your even all joint issues, whatever, seems to just all of a sudden start to clear up. We filmed four videos a week or so ago, and we made one film or one video that we called Botox Without the BS. And what it is, basically, it's a simple formula where you take egg yolk, or egg white, sorry. You take egg white and you add iodine, copper, and the essential oil rosemary. You mix it up. And for those who have had the afflictions where they have the open sores, the wounds, and the drainage coming out, you apply this on there after you clean the area with a light soap. You scrub it with a nice brush and light soap to get it out, because the soap has a saponin content to collect this stuff. Then you apply this on, and within a day or so, you see huge results in the repairing and the sealing of the skin that otherwise doesn't happen because of the nanotech, you know, breaking down the proteins and using it for constructive purposes. So, you know, there's lots happening, and it's like it's happening all at once kind of thing, you know. And so sometimes when I look at, you know, when we're doing a show here, everything's like a haze because everything's moving so quick.
Hmm. You're in a haze up there, huh? Well,
purple haze.
Got a purple haze going on up there in Canada where you are. Okay, if you'd like to be on the show, 888-663-6386, email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. Gav writes in for Tony that myself, my wife, we've got a lot of overcrowded teeth, my upper teeth and all of that. My younger brother also has the same kind of a problem. And my mother's, let's see, two front teeth, kind of vampire kind of thing. Her eldest daughter, buckle tooth and overcrowded, a middle boy. So he's got this going through the whole family genetically, and our youngest boy. Perhaps he's asking you, and I have definitely some ideas on this too, because I've done some research on this. There's a potassium sodium imbalance that can be rectified. What do you think about a jaw, Tony Pendlarisco, with your research, these jaws that aren't big enough to handle all these toothies?
All these what now?
The jaws that are not big enough to handle the teeth.
Oh, the teeth. I sometimes think that's fluoride poisoning myself.
But that wouldn't cause, would it, Tony, the actual jaw to be malformed in utero?
Oh, why not?
That? I don't know.
Why not?
Why? You know, why not? I'll say why.
Because fluoride, that's what fluoride does.
What is
fluoride
it?
The fluoride will displace the calcium and the magnesium levels in the jaw.
Okay. It is a calcium thing, in your opinion, and maybe the fluoride is contributing to that.
It could also be a phosphorus deficiency as well, because, again, phosphorus is a big player in the mouth. The highest concentration of phosphorus is in the oral cavity. So it regulates the mineral uptake as well. But again, if you're taking fluoride, and if they're wearing any kind of braces or anything like that, or even their diet, I mean.
Well, of course it's diet. I mean, I think the Weston Price fellow figured that out, Tony. He was a dentist, and he went around the world, you know, and looked at people's teeth and all that. And he definitely made a correlation between overcrowded teeth and diet from a Weston Price Foundation, you know, too many grains and that whole thing. And he actually believed that when you look at things, there should be a little bit of space in a perfectly formed mouth, you know, where it's big enough, you know, where it can handle all the teeth. And, you know, I would suspect, And there's a lady, Tony, up in Montana, who she's doing, she's been seeing it with the young animals. You'll find these little deer, you know, little babies. And they just don't have enough room and their upper jaw thing is not happening. And she puts them on a couple of little cell salts that we've done a show about and we have them in our store. And it's a calcium floor. Yeah, the two cell salts, maybe Sharon or Lynn can email me which ones they are. And you can't believe that these little babies, their little mouths just get big in, in about two months to handle all of the teeth. So, yeah, and she contributed to the glyphosates and the GMOs and stuff like that. But, yeah, so in a case like this, oh, I don't know what you could do except getting as much nutrition, huh?
I would say I could do the same thing. Get him on the I'd probably get him on the calphosphorus.
Calphosphorus, right?
Yeah, I get him on that. Again, I have them use more phosphorus in their diet, like a sunflower lecithin, making a liposome electrolyte mix with that. The key a lot of the times to a lot of these issues is because, like you say, you know, a malabsorption, which is what the glyphosates do. The glyphosates actually strip out of the body like 8 or 9 minerals that the body's supposed to have. The fluoride also plays a big part.
Because that screws up the calcium stuff, huh, Tony?
And also the thyroid.
And the thyroid,
And the thyroid. So you got to remember, there's a lot of things that are causing, you know,
malabsorption.
Yeah. So I, you know, there's a lot. That you can, and again, you'd have to look at, like you said, too, the diet and how are they eating? Are they eating a high grain diet? You know, they're eating a lot of pasta, rice, whatever. That plays a major role. I see that here all the time with people, too, with their teeth. They're not perfectly straight. I know myself, I've had the wonderful experience of going through the dentist and having my jaw literally butchered when I had good teeth. And they told me I had bad teeth. So, you know, so it's that would be the biggest culprits right there. The fluoride and, again, glyphosates is a definite. I mean, like everything's in the gut. Everything comes from the gut. More and more, more and more research is coming out. More and more, how it is involved in every aspect of us. You know, we're more bacteria than anything else. So it only stands to reason that if our gut's bacteria is completely disrupted or destroyed, it's going to have an impact throughout the rest of the body. Whether it be your respiratory, whether it be your heart, your brain, your skeletal system, nervous system, it's all tied to that.
Okay, The two cell salts we have in our store that was recommended by Judy Hoy, and we're going to get Judy back on. She's doing some pretty amazing work. Tony, and I will send you a PDF she sent me. I'm going to have to do it by a big trial transfer with pictures and stuff, and I think you'd enjoy this and what she's doing, finding out working with the animals in these cell salts. I never knew the cell salts even work, but evidently they do. The two in our store, one is Bioplasma, where it's got the 12 cell salts, and the other one is the Calceria. It's a number 2. How do you say it? C-A-L-C-E-R-E-A. Calcium phosphorus, 30X. And Sharon, I'll send Sharon a... But that link is not working. I'll send Sharon an email and see if she can get that working so you all could try that. I take those every now and then, and I'll give those to my little girl, Doodle, as well. And... I think everybody could take this Bioplasma, these 12 cell salts every day for the rest of your life. I don't think it could hurt, could it? I mean,
no, it's actually, the research on it is very sound.
Is
quite frankly. Oh, yeah, very sound. And the guy that came up with it, I think it was back in the early
1900s. Before homeopathy.
Sorry?
The guy was before homeopathy, whoever.
Yeah.
What's his face? What's his name?
Might have been, I'm not sure if it's Hanahan or something.
Before, Hanahan is a homeo guy, the other fellow, whatever his face was,
He came up, figured it out a long time ago that it was mineral salts that people were lacking was causing the issue. And then later on, I think in the early 1900s, they started to test this. And they found that there was a lot of credence to what he was saying. Just like, you know, they tell us all the time about alkalinity, alkalinity, alkalinity. In the future, when I get the resources and the data all compiled properly, we're going to be talking about acids. Acids are more important for us than the alkalinity aspect. You know, whenever they talk about alkalinity and acidity, acids are required to activate everything. Salts are required to activate the cells. And so if you don't have those salts in your system, nothing gets turned on like it's supposed to.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, she's on. If she's seeing it in...
Oh, in the animals. All the animals. So many of the baby animals she finds and rescues, they've got this jaw thing going on, and her teeth, you know, or the underbites and overbites and not enough room. And if she can get them early enough and get them on these two cell salts, it works. And they go back in shape, which is amazing. Yeah. Which is amazing. I don't know if they'd work on an 8-year-old kid or not, but, you know.
Well, I mean, let's put it this way. It's not going to hurt to try, number one. Number two, you'd have to obviously change the diet and incorporate more fermented foods into the diet. That's the big thing I do all the time, too. When I'm having people detox, let's say, for instance, using sodium thiosulfate, because they've got a heavy load of nanotechnology inside their bodies or even heavy metals or whatever, the first thing I tell them they have to take are minerals and ferments, bacteria. You have to get them both in because they both activate each other to stimulate enzyme growth and mineral uptake, repairing the colon, bacteria, giving the protein. It's all connected. And if you don't do that, and you go into a heavy strip out, you actually strip out to a point where you actually fall down because you take everything out. So she's just putting it back in that was taken out from the glyphosate. So I think she's dead on.
I'll send you that PDF file. It's got a lot of pics. You know, I think I was incorrect. So here's now I recall what happened. I think the Hahnemann fellow, Tony, was the homeopathy guy. We know that, Hahnemann. Well, then this next fellow, whatever his name is, and we'll come up with it, he looked at this whole thing of homeopathy and looked at it for a long time and studied it for his whole life. And he came up with, he conjectured that the homeopathy was really going after the mineral deficiencies, right? That's where the essence, that's why it worked. So that's when he's the guy that came up with the cell salts after the homeopathy. Now I remember. So, and we'll get to his name for you. But I think there's 12 cell salts that you can get. They're very inexpensive. And then there's 20, they're labeled 1 through 12. And then you can get actually 13 through 26, which are only mostly available in Europe. And they're more eclectic kind of stuff. But I don't see them very often here in the United States.
Schuessler.
Yeah, that's it. Schuessler, Tony. That's it. Yep. Yeah. You got a mind like a steel trap. Schuessler. Yeah. Yep. Pretty interesting. Have you messed with him much?
I did when I was younger, and I didn't really see a whole lot at that time. But in all fairness with it, it wasn't because they didn't work. It's because at that time I was taking so much stuff.
How would you know?
I wouldn't know. So, I mean, right. But I mean, I did look at this as well, you know, from a research perspective a long time ago. And like I said, this guy's what he discovered and what they looked at again in the early 1900s or late 1800s, they validated what he was doing. And a lot of doctors were incorporating these salts, and they still do, some of them do anyway. To this day, which for again rebalancing the system, so say a very lethal component, and then what's mixed with like I said the organ silicates, the nanosilvers, the atrazines, and then the chemtrails and the smart dust, it becomes, a cluster of damage that gets done.
It was I close there with the Schuessler fellow, Tony. He nailed it down to the minerals in the homeopathic remedies that were why he went to the cell salts. Is that correct? Am I remembering that right?
You might be right. I don't know. It's been a long time since I looked at this research, but he looked at these salts and the different types of form, because they're basically the minerals that we're talking, like magnesium, potassium, sodium chloride, calcium, these are all salts. They right. call them salts.
They're salts, looking at, right.
he just took it down to a point where he brought it down like the homeopathy to a minutia level where it would get in and it get absorbed and get and activate the cells accordingly. So, and if she's seeing results.
Oh, yeah, with the animals. And she has pictures to prove it, too.
With animals. Mm-hmm. Then there's no hyperbole or BS or nonsense. Because you can't fool an animal, right? You give it to them, it either works or it doesn't. And if it's working, it should transfer over as well to humans, depending on, again, you'd have to figure out your ratio and how much you need to take and how often you have to take it. But you also have to change the diet. That is a given. Doesn't matter what you do, what you take, it will only work as well as what you put in with it to make it work. If you continue to eat the grains, you continue to eat the high level of contamination, of contaminant nanofoods, you're going to have, if any results, minimal results. You have to change. There's no question you have to change the diet.
Yeah. Okay, we've got to do a quick little break here. And after the show, Tony, there's a big PDF file, and I got a WeTransfer thing or something like that, and I'll send it to you, and I think you'll find it really curious, and you might even want to talk to this lady. And I'm going to call her today, and we're going to get her back on the show maybe Thursday. We got an opening. Tony Pantelaresco, Patrick Timpone, get your emails in about your different health kind of challenges you've got going on. And Tony looks at this stuff and pretty keen mind when it comes to a lot of research. And he can perhaps lead you in the right direction. And then, Tony, if you lead him in the wrong direction, then you just have him leave a voicemail, and then what do you care? I'm just kidding with you about that part.
I just tried to talk to you.
Yeah, just call Patrick. Just call Patrick. Previously with Stephen Huer and why the uniqueness of One World Way delivers exceptional benefits.
A non-denatured, truly pure, truly raw whey protein will only help to raise glutathione. And when you raise glutathione, you have to remember, every cell of the body, your pancreas, your liver, brain, all are dependent upon 10% of the protein content and every cell being glutathione, and makes that cell detoxify itself of heavy metals, chemicals, and whatever drugs. And then that makes the cell healthy. And one of the reasons that you have chronic disease is because the cells of the different organs and bodies are producing too little glutathione. They're succumbing to the free radicals. They're succumbing to the toxins, damaging the function of that organ. And that's one of the reasons why One World Way is so profoundly therapeutically powerful, because every cell and every organ depends upon high levels of glutathione. And this is the number one food to fuel it over long periods of time, is glutathione production.
One World Way offers four very, very good tasting flavors: chocolate, vanilla, strawberry, and unsweetened, unflavored. Click and order One World Way right now on OneRadioNetwork.com.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements, including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produce only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Click on the One World Way banner ad right here on OneRadioNetwork.com. That's OneRadioNetwork.com.
Previously, Dr. Richard Massey talks about colostrum.
When you get certain vaccines, you get leaky gut from it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, remember, we're all born with leaky gut, big holes in our gut, but there's no poop in there because we haven't been eating in the womb, right? And so nature's vaccination program is to get mama's colostrum, which has all the immune factors in it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the gut is wide open. It's got leaks in it. So this colostrum can come through like an injection. When it does, the leaky gut closes.
So that's why the colostrum we take helps seal the gut.
It seals the leaky gut. But people who are vaccinated tend to have chronic leaky gut because the gut is waiting for the real thing. So people's guts are open like, hey, when is the real stuff coming in?
Can the cow stuff do it?
The cow stuff does it as well.
Oh, it does.
So you put those immune factors in with colostrum before eating meals. Mm-hmm. It goes in. It's nature's vaccination program. It closes the leaky gut. Then your autoimmune stuff goes down. Your food allergies go down. Wonderful stuff happens.
Thanks, Doc. We love this product. Colostrum, lots of different sizes to choose from. It's a great product. Click and order colostrum. Any of the Sirthrival links, it's right here on OneRadioNetwork.com.
From the Hill Country in Texas, this is OneRadioNetwork.com.
OneRadioNetwork.com. The telephone number is 888-663-6386. Email patrick@OneRadioNetwork.com.
Tony, I change my underwear every day. You think that's what she's talking about in that song there? Underwear, and socks, and you know.
That's something for you to interpret. I'll leave that to you.
I thought you were going to help me out there, get me out of a jam.
I did help you out. I'm leaving this up to you. I figured there are certain things that I should not have to help you with.
I understand.
Figure it out for yourself. You're a grown man. You've been around this planet almost seven times, you know, or seven suns, so or 70 suns, something like that.
70 suns, man. I tell you what, it takes a long time to get young, doesn't it? Man, I shoo. Well, it's May 8th, 2017. Tony Pantelaresco, who... We kind of affectionately call Tony, let's see, he's a handful. And that's why we like him, because he's a handful. You just never know what he's going to say, which is part of the fun of having Tony on the show once a month. If I had you on every couple months, I'd have to go into therapy, Tony.
I'm surprised you don't go after the show.
I do sometimes. Yes. I go out in the sun and air my brain out with the sun and go, ooh. Okay. God love you. Tony's up in Vancouver. I'm sorry. You were up in Windsor,
Ontario, the city in Canada.
Okay, so back off a little bit when you get excited. Out my speakers here. I want your voice to sound nice and, well, good luck with that. It's great, man. Okay, so Tony, I got a question for you. Got a little doggy here, and we had a very mild winter here, and got a lot of little fleas running around. And one of the things you read about on the interweb, and you know it's all true if it's on the interweb, right? For dogs, is garlic, right? Is garlic, give them garlic. Mm-hmm. So I thought, well, that's interesting. Yeah, do you think, in your opinion, knowing what you know about stuff, that it would be the odor that the pet would exude, or do you think it could be the alanine, you know, the substances? Because I'm wondering if I could just give her a little odorless garlic pill rather than the fresh stuff, or would you just go for the fresh?
Well, there's an argument for both, really. I mean, it does work. There's the sulfur content, too.
That's right, too. Yeah.
I probably would mix the sulfur with the vitamin B2.
I'm sorry? Mix sulfur with vitamin B2?
With vitamin B2, because vitamin B2 is a natural insect repellent.
Oh, maybe that's why nutritional yeast has been said to work over the years with dogs?
Because
it's B vitamins, right? B vitamins.
Well, B2 specific.
B2. So, all right. So B2, in what form would I give that to her? Mixed up with a little sulfur that we promote? That kind of an idea?
Just go get it in capsule form. Make sure there's no microcrystalline cellulose mixed with it, or titanium dioxide, or anything stupid.
Mm-hmm.
If it's if it's mixed with a little rice, that's no big deal. It's not the end of the world. And just mix that with sulfur powder. You can get garlic powder even at a grocery store. Mix it together and give it to her. Put it in her food.
Sure. Right. And then we have a veterinarian up in. Up in New York that we had on the show, and he got all turned on to sulfur hearing us talk about it during the commercials, and he's now giving it to his little doggies and says that it helps to keep the fleas off. Doodle doesn't like sulfur much, so I'd have to figure out a way how to get it. You know, I put it in her food, and she doesn't really drink it. I mean, put it in her water.
Okay, I would use the Mary Poppins thing, spoonful of sugar. Spoonful of sugar helps the mess. Mix it with a little honey.
Honey, or wrap it up in some turkey or something like that.
No, you don't have to do that. Nope. You wouldn't have to do that. Just mix the honey with your garlic powder and your B2.
Okay.
Mix up really well. Let her, and put it a little bit on her nose. She'll lick it right off.
Okay. So let's see. So you think we'll try a little sulfur, a little B2, and what was the other one?
Honey.
Honey. So B2 has been known to keep the buggies away from animals?
Yeah. I mean, years ago, even when you went out camping, they would tell you use vitamin B2 for about 7 to 10 days before you went out, and act as a natural mosquito repellent.
I'll be done.
So, yeah, I mean, I would be given. And another thing you can give your dog. Remember we talked in the show a while back, some time ago, where you mix a little iodine with vinegar and put it in the water.
Yeah.
And that also thickens the skin so that the fleas can't penetrate.
Really?
And that works. It works with cattle, so it may transfer over to the dogs. And besides, they could use the iodine anyway, especially with all the strontium and thorium coming down on us from the sky. So it would definitely have a benefit.
I dumped a nice big bucket of warm filtered water with a couple cups of vinegar on her yesterday, all over her skin, and that seemed to really. And she didn't have a lot. I mean, I got the flea comb and. It's hard to find them, but there's a few in there, and I guess if there's one or two, they're setting up housekeeping. And I've been spraying this Wonderside on her. You know, it's got that cedar stuff that's supposed to keep them off. But you what, man, and we're out in the country, so it's like it's like an ongoing thing. So I'm going to try that. Thanks for that. So I'm going to do a little B2, a little sulfur, a little honey, and see if the B2 doesn't. And then you said iodine and vinegar in the water.
Yep.
What does that combination do?
The research on it, and we've had people use it as well. And the report research came back that it was good. It worked.
Uh-huh.
You put the iodine and the vinegar together.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the iodine with the acetic acid gets into these tissues better. And so what it does is it helps the tissues develop a harder core or exterior.
Mm-hmm.
So when the parasites or the fleas try to attach themselves to the skin to make the cattle sick, they can't penetrate. And what winds up happening is the parasites starve and die off.
Oh.
And there's hardly any. And then they find that when they go and check these animals, there's hardly any of them on. And then whatever's left is barely hanging on by the thread of their lives because they cannot get the blood from the animals. So,
And they've used this with cows.
Use it with cows. Yeah, they put it in the water supply. So I got a farmer right now that I deal with to get my, because I got a cow. I own a cow, so I.
You
get
do.
My
what's milk it, what's her name? You know, you own her.
Elsie, actually.
Elsie the cow. I am sorry. Elsie. So, do you have any idea? I'm sure listeners are going to try this, if they have a thing going on. What the proportions on the vinegar or iodine would be in the doggy's water? What would you think?
I would just put, maybe depending on the size of the dog, if you are going to use iodine, don't make sure it's not in a plastic or metal dish. It should be in a glass dish.
Yeah, we got a ceramic dish we use, yeah.
Okay, yeah, that would work, I'm just saying, but nothing metallic or plastic,
Right.
I would just probably put anywhere from 3 to 10 drops, depending on the weight of the dog, mm-hmm. and again, mix probably maybe half a teaspoon of vinegar, mix it with it. Just start off with that. Depending on, like you say, you got a poodle or one of those type of dogs that size.
They wouldn't need a lot, would they? Yeah.
No. So, like I said, sort of gauge it and keep your eye on the animal, too. I mean, you'll see.
Oh, sure. Keep a close eye on. We're very close.
And jumping around and everything else, and you know it's working.
That's right. They get in here, boy. So what fleas do is they go in there and they burrow in, and they're, what they're doing is they're planting eggs, right?
Planting eggs, draining the blood, and then they can also, with their enzymes, can create issues with the animal, breaking down their immune system. So, yeah, everything, when you look at everything, how everything works a lot of times, it's, things get in, they weaken the immune system so that whatever they're leaving behind can now survive the environment and then proceed to, hatch and continue. So it's just how things work, and unless you have an immune system that can break that kind of protein down or that kind of enzyme down, you get infected.
I see. Well, this is curious. We were talking about, Tony, the cell salts, right? And we had two of the salts that this lady recommended in our store. And we've had them there for a long time. And one of the links, the main one, the calcium phosphorus number 2, that link was bad, and I sent it to Sharon. She's finding out that Amazon doesn't carry this one anymore. So I just wrote back to her. I said, well, it's probably because it works or something. Isn't that weird? Why would they would not carry that?
Well, you got to remember, they went after, they've gone after homeopathy in North America. So they may consider, because, they measure it the same way, 6D or 12D or 6X or 12X. So you never know what these... You never know. And again, sometimes Amazon just runs out of it and maybe it doesn't sell or whatever. Sometimes that happens. But, like a lot of stuff, I've been buying, for instance, I started getting into manganese. I was looking at manganese, and one of the things that got me perked about manganese is because it supports and sustains the mitochondria. When you combine zinc with manganese, it supports the mitochondria, and it also, the other big thing it does, it regulates the insulin. So if a lot of people are having insulin issues, they may want to take that combination.
Yeah.
But what I also found out about it is arginine.
Arginine.
It binds with the manganese to make it more readily available to the body. I thought, well, isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm.
Because, and then in that combination, it too has an insulin regulating effect. So you're producing SOD for the mitochondria, and then you're producing another mitochondria support. And again, it may even lead to even a growth hormone to, again, repair the mitochondria. Because, again, we are under severe attack on the mitochondria, on the DNA, the genetics, your chromosomes, your ATP. And I've often said many a time, in today's times, what's needed to really maintain our health is to sustain that part of us, our foundation, our core. And if that is in place, then our bodies can function the way it's meant to function based on the programming that it's in there rather than
alternative programming.
Alternative
programming. Okay. Tony Pantelaresco, here's an email. Says, I put my powders in a 00 capsule, coat the capsule with cream cheese, and the doggy gobbles it right up. Well, there you go. That's right. So you could put a little garlic powder, a little B2 powder, right? A little bit of sulfur right on those capsules and knock it down. There you go. There's always a way, huh, Tone?
I put it, yeah, you actually put a little yogurt, cottage cheese, sour cream, anything that the dog would consume. I sometimes I say honey because a lot of times I tell people just put a little bit on their nose. And what happens, the dog will lick it right off anyway, right, to clean the nose. And then once they taste it, then they'll take it right from your hand kind of thing because it's sweet.
Hello? Sweet, yeah, hello. Hello?
Okay.
Yeah. Here's an email for you. I'm off of all grains, doing almost all the dietary recommendations Tony has been advising over the years. Tubers, roots, cottage cheese, colostrum. But I recently started taking fermented probiotics, colostrum, B vites, and selenium. Oh, I guess he's making some of your combos, right?
Yeah.
I know I need to cleanse with TSP, STS, and turpentine, but I'm also aware that anytime I do a cleanse, I get a Herx reaction big time. In fact, Tony saved me with his miraculous sodium and vinegar baths around 4 years ago. My challenge now is that I haven't got access to a bath, and if I do a cleanse, can't take the baths going, and I'm going to suffer big time. Is there any way to ease the skin from cleansing reaction without the baths, maybe some kind of essential oils or something like that?
Well, you can take Epsom salt internally. That's a very gentle, mild detox. It will remove aluminum from the body very much. I always give that to the women, mostly because of the high level of aluminum they're absorbing from the chemtrails and from their diets, and so to remove this from their endocrine system. But it's a very gentle detox. And if you don't have a bath and you got a shower, then what you need is a soap, like either a Castile or the Miracle Soap. Mix a little borax with it and some iodine. You can buy the, what's it called? It's a liquid iodine soap that you can buy, Povidine soap.
Yeah.
Okay, mix a little bit of that in there and then shake it up. Make sure it's mixed as well. Make sure you wet yourself really good and then lather that in and lather it so that you really get a sudsy kind of cleanse. And what that will do is the saponin from the soap will help expunge and collect a lot of nano buildup from the external and can help remove it. It isn't going to be as good as a bath, but if that's all you've got, then this is what you can do. Unless you want to go to a hardware store and buy one of those big, huge totes that are about 5 feet in length and about 3 feet wide, then you can fill that up with water and your salts and sit in there and soak in that and then just pail out the water in your toilet or in your bathtub. That's another option you have as well.
Mm-hmm. Tony Pantelaresco. There was a fellow on our show, Tony, Dr. Apsley, suggested that if you wanted to help to get any aluminum that might be clogged up in your little brain, that this Fiji water is high silica and it actually works. So Sharon started drinking some Fiji water every day and she actually felt some kind of difference in her brain with this, and she did a little research and sent me something off of PubMed, and they actually have a thing, if you can believe it, that high silica water helps to chelate aluminum out of the body with a group with Alzheimer's disease. Isn't that curious?
Again, I don't know how it would work then, because like I said, the only way you can get silica into the cells or into the body, it's by either combining with phosphorus, unless the Fiji water has phosphorus in it,
or a
saponin, because you have absolutely no way of breaking it down. You have no acid in the body that can break it down. I looked at this it took me a long time to find out why it even worked. And even horsetail has a high saponin content. That's why horsetail works, because it acts as a transfer into the cells.
Because it's high silica as well as saponin.
That's right. Mm-hmm. So it would work because of that. And if something has a high phosphorus content, it too will work because of it, because it acts as a deliverer into the cell. So
well, we don't know the mineral composition of this Fiji stuff. You know, maybe God put that combo in there to help people. You know what I mean?
It's a possibility. I don't know. Like I said, I don't use that stuff. I mean, I just use distilled and reverse osmosis. I have a different take on it. I want to just make sure, because that in itself can have a chelating effect as well. And if I'm going to be dealing with somebody with an Alzheimer's issue in that regard, again, the sodium thiosulfate will work just as well as pulling out this stuff, or even the Epsom salt would work as well. So, because again, when you're looking at Epsom salt, what do you have in there? You got magnesium and sulfur, and what do? They also chelate and push out aluminum out of the body and out of the brain and out of the tissue. So I don't know about the silica. Again, if it has the phosphorus in it, I would say yes, it would work. If it doesn't, then I have no idea the mechanism, because like I said, there's nothing there indicating that we can even absorb it without these kind of components with it.
Mm-hmm. Tony Pantelaresco, this is from Gene. Dear Tony, I've heard Tony mentioned how important sulfur is, as well as so many people on Patrick's show, and I'm presently taking Patrick's sulfur that he promotes, 2 teaspoons once a day, a teaspoon once a day. And I wonder if Tony can offer some things I can add with the sulfur that would even make it more effective.
Okay, effective as to?
Well, I mean, you know, people, you know, pretty much people use our sulfur to get rid of heavy metals. It's been shown to get rid of heavy metals, bringing more oxygen to the cells, you know, that kind of thing. They have good results with joint pain and stuff on the sulfur, that kind of thing.
It all depends what she's trying to do. I mean, on its own, sulfur itself will eventually become glutathione. So it actually has, again, it will have its own detoxing effect. It doesn't really need any help. But if you want to, for instance, let's say you're dealing with homocysteine and you might want to combine it with B12, folic acid, B6, again, to reduce homocysteine because it does convert to methionine also. So it all depends on what you're trying to do. We just mentioned, for instance, using Epsom salt because it's got a magnesium-sulfur combination. You can also add magnesium with this as well for the same type of effect. So you can combine sulfur just about anything, and it's going to amplify. Well, for instance, let's go with B1. You take B1, B1 detoxifies the brain of lead. Now, if I want to increase my B1 levels without having to take a ton of B1, I'll combine it with some form of sulfur, whether it be garlic, the sulfur that Patrick sells, the alpha lipoic acid, taurine, methionine, cysteine, any of those, because these sulfurs will amplify the effect of B1 by a factor of 13.
Wow, 13. But just on its own, there's every reason to understand why sulfur, people have good results with it just on its own.
Oh, for sure. You don't even need to really do much with it, to be honest with you. I mean, unless you're trying to really do some tissue and cellular stuff, then you might want to combine that with phosphorus and some other elements, you know, that, again, you want to penetrate on two ends. You can even combine the sulfur with the citric acid, again, to make that more effective as far as, again, getting into the tissues and then combining it with whatever you want to combine it with. I mean, it works with creatine, it works with protein, it works with colostrum. You know, there's not too much it doesn't work with. It can be counter-addictive with certain things. But again, all that takes is just a little reading and a little common sense to figure that out. But the... you don't really need... I mean, again, it all depends. When the people ask these kind of questions, right, it helps to understand what are you trying to do, because then you can give them a better directive to which way to go and try.
Well, I think in general, I may be assuming too much, Tony, but these kinds of emails and our listeners that I get day in and day out, I think most often folks are just generally wanting to feel better, you know, poop more, have more energy, do their life, you know what I'm saying? Just overall, people just want to feel better, look better, and have more juice to go to work, take care of their kids, and, you know, the rest of it.
Well, like I said, because sulfur is such a universal thing, you know, I mean, it's you can say it does everything, it really, and you wouldn't be that far off. Okay, I'm using right now a copper sulfate. And I got a fellow down in New York that I exchange with. You know, we're always exchanging ideas, and we're looking at copper sulfate. You can take up to 750 milligrams of this type of copper without any side effects whatsoever. And when you look at what this does, this is what they used to use to cure polio.
Copper sulfate. Wow.
Yeah. Again, we got a sulfur with a copper. Like I said, the sky is the limit. When you start looking at some of the early research and what they found, discovered, and what they were treating, it's mind-boggling.
They knew it really, didn't they, Tony? 1800s, late 1800s, all this stuff.
Early 1900s,
yeah,
midnight.
They were on it, man. They were on it.
Yeah. When you're looking at even copper, all the hyperbole and how danger about copper. I'm taking almost 20 times the amount of copper, if not more. When I'm taking a copper sulfate, I'm taking probably more like 200 to 300 times more than what they're telling us is safe. And I'm still waiting.
To die and go to, yeah.
Side effect to hit me. So, you know, all I'm seeing from it is that it's boosted my immune system. It's increased my SOD levels. It has healed a lot of the damage that I've been exposed to from nano poisoning. I've seen my strength get better. My brain is sharper. All the way around, I'm able to fight off. In fact, I don't get sick. I do get targeted sometimes, but I don't get sick. So when we're talking some of these things that, you know, we're dealing with today, the interesting thing is, like I stated before, when they did the transfer from animal to human study and stating that, you know, we need X amount of this material, the doses were far, far too low. And they worked like they should. And again, when you start experimenting, and I encourage everybody to experiment, but do it wisely. Do it incrementally if you're going to go up high on anything you're doing. The orthomolecular.org, they are right on when they are saying that initially when you need to get people better, the doses have to be a lot higher, and then eventually you taper them down to where they're at, because then they start to recover and you don't want to overwhelm the system. Well, I'm finding, like I said, with these elements that I'm using high levels of zinc. Again, the zinc levels I'm taking would astound you, and I'm still waiting for the side effect on that one to hit.
And why are you taking a lot of zinc? What are you experimenting with?
Well, the zinc and copper combination for the SOD, right? And because zinc boosts the immune system. Again, zinc regulates the testosterone. The zinc keeps the brain intact, especially if you're a male. You know, it does what, over 300 and... No, sorry. Yeah, it does over 150 functions in the body that are key for DNA and mitochondria support. So, again, this is one of these minerals that is really in need, especially for the male physiology. So, and again, zinc also regulates the insulin in the body, and so does manganese. And when you combine them, again, you got two things that become produce an SOD specifically for the mitochondria and that supports all your organs as well. So,
and zinc zinc regulates copper too if you get too much, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. It's about selenium regulates iodine. So that's another mineral that I'm taking. That one you got to be a little
careful.
Be careful. That one I've taken a little bit too much, and you know it.
Well, what does it feel like when you take too much selenium?
Nauseous. You know, you do get a little nauseous with it, for some people it may overwhelm, but because again I've been taking some of the stuff for so long, it lets me know. Basically, I get a little nauseous, and I say, okay, you know, then I'll take sulfur to, get dispersed in my system faster or something like that. You'll know that one. You know that one. If you take it, it'll say hello. Yeah, just went a wee bit too much. Back off.
Okay. Tony Pantalesco, Patrick Timpone, OneRadioNetwork.com. I will call Judy Hoy after the show, see if we can get Judy on Thursday. We have a slot open, and we'll talk about some of the work she's done with these cell salts and the animals and what she's finding up there. She's a pretty fascinating lady. So that might be just a good fit for us. Just a good fit.
Previously with Daniel Vitalis, we were talking about, pine pollen.
Pollen is essentially the equivalent of what an animal would have as sperm. Pollen is like the male part, the semen, and it fertilizes the ovum of the flower, which becomes eventually a fruit. And so if we were going to draw the equivalence, it would be like that the flower is like the female sex organ and the pollen is like the male sexual ejaculate. Well, pine trees, which sort of just dominate so much of the landscape of North America and so much of the world, pine trees, they're semen. They dust the landscape in pollen. And that pollen, being the sort of male part of the plant, has some correspondences to male physiology in our species and many other animal species. So what I'm saying is pine pollen contains all of these different anabolic or androgenic hormones, plant versions of hormones that we need, like testosterone, like DHEA.
Well, the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees, good stuff, guys, and for you girls, too. Several choices of pine pollen, an Easter Thrival link, OneRadioNetwork.com.
It's no doubt that people love to shop Amazon. It's quick, it's easy, it's safe, good prices. You get to shop around and look at about 12 different products. I found a really cool egg yolk lecithin. I think, I'm not sure if we got that in the store yet, but we will. I bought some, but I haven't taken it yet, but, you know, I'll probably set up my cabinet like a lot of the other stuff, but it sort of be fun to have. Anyway, the point of this conversation here is right at the top of the page, you can connect to Amazon through One Radio Network, and if you'd be kind enough to bookmark that, and then every time you shop at Amazon, just go to that bookmark, and you'll be tied in with One Radio Network. And then also, you're right into your own page, and it has all your info and all that stuff. It doesn't screw that up. And every time you buy something on Amazon, we'll get a little bit of commission. A couple points. It's not a lot, but hey, it all helps. and it's a very good passive income generator for us to help pay for all the strange, sweet stuff we have, you know, to make this all work and make our house payments and pay Lennon and Sharon and all that. You know, that's what we do. So that'd be helpful. Thank you very much for that. If you would like to look at some really cool superfoods and herbs and such, if you go to Shen Blossom on our website, I know Brandon, and he is probably as particular as anybody I've ever come across as far as making these products in traditional ways. He has a 50-year-old premium grade ginseng extract that they do in a traditional way using fermented sake, just totally cool. I mean, the way they do it, you can't even imagine. It's like, I don't think there's anybody on the planet that's making ginseng in a little thing that you can take in a dropper. You can just do 10 drops a day. And it's pretty pricey, but, you know, if you got it in the budget and you want to get the real deal rather than just going by and ginseng somewhere, this is the place to do it. And Shen Blossom, authentic products that will just shake your rafters. They have a goji berry thing. They grow their own goji berries. And they have this formula that's knock your socks off, medicinal grade goji berry extract that's just very, very powerful. And boy, the stuff that goji berries do, these superfoods, take a little shot of this under your tongue once a day. Shizandra the same way. So this is top of the line, cream of the crop, the real deal, all in Myron glass. So if you can play around with these superfoods, whether it be Shizandra, goji berry, ginseng, and some other things, might as well go just get the best you can. And if you're going to pay the money, you might as well know what you're getting. And I'll guarantee you're getting the best possible quality, sourcing, as clean as you can get, no junk in there, and made in a way that'll just supercharge it like you've never seen before. It's the real deal. Very authentic. Listen to some of the shows we've done with Brandon, and you'll know he's the real deal. Shen Blossom, right on the front page of OneRadioNetwork.com.